Manu Patra alerts dated the 17th of December 2018. Delhi High Court has convicted Congress leader Sajjan Kumar in a 1984 anti-Sikh riots case and sentenced him to a life term. Supreme Court held that, if an accident occurs within the period prescribed for reporting transfer of a vehicle, the transferor is not absolved of the liability, so long as his name continues in RTO records. Supreme Court has held that it would be inappropriate to expect that the landowner or his son, for whom the building is required, should sit idle and not to perform any work till the suit for eviction is decided on the basis of bona fide requirement. Delhi High Court has quashed the notification issued by central government which prohibited the manufacture and distribution for domestic use of the essential drug oxytocin injection for human use by private sector companies. Delhi High Court has held that the causes of action for infringement under Designs Act and for passing off under Trademarks Act can be combined together in a single suit. Delhi High Court has asked Delhi government that why was former youth Congress leader Sushil Sharma not released from Tihar jail despite undergoing 25 years of imprisonment in the infamous murder of his wife Naina Sahani, which came to be known as the Tindur murder case. Delhi High Court has rejected the plea of Vodafone Mobile Services Limited seeking direction to the IT department to expeditiously process its refund claim and issue refund of 4,759.74 crore rupees in respect of its income tax returns for assessment years 2014 to 2015 to 2017 to 2018 along with interest. Delhi High Court, while dismissing a petition by the Patanjali Ayurved Limited, has directed them to cooperate with the special audit proposed by the Income Tax Department. Bombay High Court has granted interim stay on Central Information Commission's order directing the RBI to submit a list of willful defaulters with a bad loan of over 1,000 crore rupees. Bombay High Court has discharged the woman from a case registered against her for abetment of her husband's suicide by indulging in phone sex with his friend. Madras High Court has said the government and its functionaries can take coercive steps, such as disconnection of electricity, water supply, and withdrawal of ration card to ensure that the encroachers do not get any benefits from January 2019. Madras High Court has stayed the investigation in criminal cases registered against director of the movie Sarkar. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has observed that when a woman is major and educated, she is supposed to be fully aware of the consequences of having sexual intercourse with a man before marriage. National Green Tribunal has set aside the order passed by the Tamil Nadu government closing Vedanta's Sterlite copper plant in Tuticorin. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that capital gain received by minor daughters can be clubbed in the hands of the mother under provisions of Income Tax Act. Customs, Excise, Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Delhi has confirmed the service tax demand against the Bharat Sanchar Nigam Limited, BSNL.